One thing we need to acknowledge in this study, we have in the previous two studies, saving grace and the transforming grace. And here also we can see in this study the strengthening grace of the Lord Jesus that will allow us to endure suffering for his name's sake. And one of us will say, or I will speak about myself, Paul experienced revelations. And in verse 2 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians says, a man was caught up to the third heaven. So I would say, why not me? And the Lord answered me and said, he was caught up to the third heaven, but he was also let down in a basket. So if I want to accept this, I have also to accept the other side. And how beautiful it is when we look on the Lord as we serve him and pass through different circumstances of life. In his sovereign grace and his perfect wisdom, he knows each one of us and his amount of load he can bear, and he make a balance of, or a ratio between the amount of sufferings and the amount of revelations that we can bear. That's why we can read about the Apostle Paul being let down in a basket, and in the next chapter he's caught up in the third heaven. And those two experiences that we can experience in our lives generally and in a special way in our ministry. There are days when we are on the mountain, and there are days when we are in the valley. There are days when we experience our weakness and infirmities, and there are days when we are experiencing the Lord's glory and his beauty. There are days when I feel that I am nothing, and there are days when I experience and know that the Lord is everything. And we should not try to focus on one side, because as we are in the valley and as we are in this world, we always, we're going to experience both. Most of us would like to have more of the experience of the mountain, to see the glory and to be occupied with the Lord. But it is the Lord in his wisdom who decides how much of this and how much of this. He knows each one of us and each one's heart, and he knows what is needed to accomplish the ministry, and he knows how much we can afford of this and how much we can afford of that. But in all circumstances, either in the on the mountain or in the valley, when we are in the revelations of the Lord or in the infirmities of the flesh, we are be sure that the Lord is with us and he is sufficient. One of the enemies in the Old Testament, when they are fighting with the Israelites, they say their God is only the God of the valleys. Let us take them to the mountains. But the Lord answer was, I am the God of the valleys and I am the God of the mountains. I can make my people success and conquer in the valley, and I can make them conquer in the mountain. There is a beautiful verse saying, the day is yours and the night is yours. He is in control in all circumstances, and he is able to use us and use different circumstances to work in our lives. And through this, as we heard, he will be glorified.